Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're on The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
Sad news over the weekend from Hollywood. We found out that Oscar-winning actress Diane Keaton passed away. I think this is pretty suddenly. I don't think anybody expected to get this kind of news because I don't think we really knew that anything was wrong. But she was 79 years old. Her family confirmed the news and, of course, is asking for privacy as they're grieving. We don't know the cause of death yet. But I did want to honor Diane Keaton as the iconic coastal grandmother of every Nancy Meyers film I've ever loved. So in honor of the one and only Diane Keaton, the queen of turtlenecks, white wine, and coastal grandmother chaos, I've put together a little quiz to see which fabulous Diane Keaton character you are, everyone here in studio. So let's grab a glass of Chardonnay and your emotional baggage because it's time to find out. Okay, which fabulous coastal grandmother character are you from Diane Keaton? First question is, your ideal Saturday plan is A, rearranging your beach house furniture again just to feel something. B, flirting with your contractor while wearing a cashmere turtleneck. C, hosting brunch and insisting everyone try your quote-unquote famous quiche. Cassie? Which one are you answering?
Where's D, cow trotting and staying away from all of humanity?
I don't think that's a Diane Keaton movie. I think that's probably like a Rebel Wilson movie or something.
Fair point. I will take A, rearranging the beach house furniture.
Okay, question number two. What is your signature wardrobe piece as a coastal grandmother? Are you choosing A, a crisp white button down, sleeves aggressively rolled, B, wide leg linen pants that say, I don't rush for anyone, or C, a turtleneck and a blazer, even at the beach? Kristen, which are you choosing?
Oh, I'm doing A.
Absolutely. A crisp white button down with your sleeves aggressively rolled. All right. The third question, your dating life in one sentence. Are you option A? It's complicated, but in a Nancy Meyers way. B, my therapist says I'm emotionally available now, so we'll see. Or C, I'm still waiting for my Jack Nicholson redemption arc. Bert?
On the middle one there.
Your therapist says you're emotionally available now, so we'll
yep.
see.
We'll see.
Okay, question number four. What is your go-to drink? Is it A, an oaky Chardonnay, obviously? Is it B, champagne, because life's too short not to feel fancy? Or C, coffee in a mug the size of your head? Cassie?
C, coffee in a mug the size of my head.
Your coffee actually smells amazing this morning.
Oh,
I don't know
you.
What creamer you're using, but it is fragrant.
Is it ours here?
No, it's one from home.
Yeah.
But I didn't wash any of my travel mugs, which is why you can see the coffee schlossed all down the side of my mug. Don't look at my car.
Okay, last question. What quote best describes your vibe? Is it A, I'm not eccentric, I'm just coastal grandmother coded? Is it B, my love language is real estate and emotional avoidance? Or C, I'm a mess, but a well-lit, beautifully dressed mess? Kristen?
C,
she's a mess, but she's well-lit and beautifully dressed. Okay, your results. If you got mostly A, you are Erica Berry from Something's Gotta Give. You've got perfect taste, a fabulous kitchen, and the emotional range of an Oscar winner. You've cried into a French 75, but gracefully. Mostly B's, you are Nina Banks from Father of the Bride. You're elegant, grounded, and secretly running the show. You make chaos look classy, and your house smells like lemon and legacy. If you chose mostly C's, you are Daphne Wilder from Because I Said So. You've got a meddling side. You're a little fabulous and absolutely convinced you know what's best for everyone, and you're probably right. So if you are the effortlessly chic Erica Berry, the perfectly composed Nina Banks, or the lovable control freak from Daphne Wilder, no matter what, you have earned the right to wear linen, redecorate for sport, and cry in a beachfront kitchen. Diane would be proud.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Some people that say the signs are everywhere, you just have to look for them, right? But they're always right there in front of you. And Cassie thinks she saw a whole bunch of them at her mom's funeral.
It was enough to make a skeptic a believer what happened this past weekend. And I saw it happen in real time with my family around me. So I headed to Navarre Beach. My mom passed away in June of this past year from a really aggressive form of breast cancer. And we had her funeral, her memorial service in Navarre Beach because she just loves Florida. She's always loved the panhandle of Florida despite being from the UK and despite us living in Louisiana for so many years, it was like the most fitting place to put her to rest. And we had a bunch of family come in from the UK and friends travel from Louisiana. And it was like, it was really touching to see all these important people in her life get together. And I found out so much about her that I didn't know. My family is very British, so we never really talked about their childhoods or past. Like, I know some of the family drama from the past, but things I had no idea. Like, I didn't know that my grandfather was a pretty high up in the British Treasury. No idea. Or my mom's nursing school guys was really hard to get into. And so I'm listening to all these people tell these stories and I'm getting a better, well-rounded picture of my mom. And it really is reinforcing what I'm about to say about her, which was that she had such a talent for making memories and making the mundane magical. So there was never an event for her that wasn't worth celebrating or dressing up or cooking a huge dinner for, just to celebrate. And it was really evident to me that in everybody's life, she left an impact through her kindness and really the love that she shared. And I remember after she passed, one thing that made me think of it was she passed and my sister got this crazy urge to run outside. She's like, I got to get out the house. I have to go outside. And it was like mid-afternoon in June, so it's not like it's sunset. And there's a huge bright strip of pink in the sky just appeared out of nowhere. And of course, like, you can make the correlation, breast cancer awareness, the color is pink, blah, blah, blah. She's like, I got to get Cassie. She pulls me outside. It's gone. Immediately gone. And so we're like, okay, well, that's, you know, we'll say that's a sign from the universe. We walk inside the house and the phone rings from a 404 number, which my parents live in Louisiana. 404 is an Atlanta area code. Literally the only person who would be calling the home phone would be my husband, who was there. My sister answers it. It's all static. And then it hangs up. So we're like, okay, we're going to take that as a sign, one for Alyssa and a sign for me, like a message. My mom is good. So we move on with our lives and now we're in the beach. And I get to the venue that I booked, sight unseen, and it's this pavilion in the Navarre Beach Marine Park. And I remember being disappointed because I walk in and the sand dunes are blocking the view of the ocean. And I'm like, I wanted a beach side. I didn't want to be on the beach because it's hot and gross, but I can't see the water. So my husband, Chad, is like, well, look, there's another pavilion over there that's like 6 feet higher. Let's go check it out. So we walk up. It's smaller, but you can see the coast. Like, you can see the beach. And I'm like, maybe I call the county, see if they can do a switcheroo. And as I'm looking around, there's like bird crap over everything. And like the railings leading up to it have bird crap. And I'm like, well, I guess we could come in and scrub it, but it's feeling weird. And so my sister and my dad show up. We go back to the original pavilion and I'm like, no, this feels right. I think this is the one. It still feels beachy. We'll go down to the shore later on to like say goodbye to her, but this feels good. And at that moment, Chad walks up with a pristine cross that Hazel, my daughter, has found, a wooden cross, just being like, let it go and live in the moment. And I'm like, that is bizarre. I'm going to take that as a sign. My mom was not overly religious, but definitely religious, especially during the final days, you know, rereading the Bible and things like that. And the thing is, after she passed, there was another thing that kept happening and it was really weird. And it was a dragonfly kept swooping down and like landing on our heads when we were in the pool. We'd hold a finger up and it was like a Disney movie. It would just land on our finger. Dragonflies don't do this. So I was like, this is a sick dragonfly. Like, something's wrong with this one. But we would even be able to bring it around like close to our faces. And it landed on every member of the family's heads. And flashback to this weekend when we were walking down the boardwalk right next to the pavilion, a huge blue dragonfly started swooping around. And we've been lucky enough to be vacationing on this part of the Florida coast for literally my entire life. Every summer, we took a family trip there. Again, my mom loved it so much. And while I never paid attention and would have paid attention, I don't ever recall there being dragonflies. That's not a thing I think of when I think of the Florida beach, right? And so I'm like, okay, great. And again, could just be a synchronicity, but I'm going to say, like, she likes the venue. She likes where we're at. This is good. And so later on, I'm workshopping what I'm going to say in the shower, as all good speakers do. Shower thoughts are the best thoughts.
They really are.
I'm going through it and I'm trying to come up with the ending lines. And I finally finish workshopping it and I step out the shower. I'm like, yeah. That was good. And I had opened the window for this shower and it's a small window. It's probably like if you open a laptop fully, it's like that size and the curtain's over it and there's wind blowing. So it's created a seal. But I hear this buzzing and the biggest freaking blue dragonfly I have ever seen in my entire life was bouncing around that room. So I screamed and ran out. And I was like, thank you, Mom, but that is a little too much. I don't love it. I peek in and it had landed on my towel and was, I mean, this thing was, must have been as long as like my hand, or that's a little bit of an exaggeration, my pointer finger probably. It's big. You know a dragonfly when you see it. And it was just the fact that I had just said the last line out loud when I stepped out of the shower, and here this dragonfly was bombarding me in this tiny bathroom, landing on my towel. So I'm like, no one is going to believe this at all. Like, this is, we've always told the kids that Gigi is a dragonfly. When you see her, you know it's her saying hi. And I'm like, no one's going to believe this. And so I'm like, maybe I should film it. But I had pulled back the curtains to try and help it out because I'm ready for a battle, right? To get a bug out of a room. And I'm like, I need to get my phone and film this. And it just quietly swooped straight out the window and flew off. And then the entire service, there were dragonflies swooping around the sunset as we were speaking about her. And it just felt like, even from beyond the grave, she was sending comfort to everyone else because that's what she does. She was always so selfless and made it so that our lives were the best lives that they could be. And she's just a generous friend and generous with her love. And I think it was really because she was a cycle breaker, honestly. And one thing I love is that she's doing this from beyond the grave. And so a fitting thing for us is we are donating part of reef restoration at Navarre Beach in her honor. So she's going to have, they're called reef trees, and she's going to be part of the conservation, not like her body or anything, but like in name. And that's going to be essentially her grave marker, is restoring the beach so that other people can continue to enjoy it for forever, because that's what she would want.
I love that so much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think when people pass, you often think of like, will I be remembered? What legacy mm-hmm. did I leave behind? But I think there's a quiet strength in the legacy of being kind, and you really don't know what one kind act, the impact that can have on people's lives. And that's what my mom really embodied. And seeing all the lives that she touched show up. I mean, these are friends she's had since her 20s. This wasn't like just someone she picked up last week. Like, these are lifelong relationships that pulled people from around the globe. And I think that's a beautiful testament to, you don't have to do something big. You just have to do something meaningful. And that can be so, so small. So the next time that you're on a coast anywhere in the world, like, take a moment and pause and think of the memory magic makers in your lives and just stop and say, how can I make someone else's life better?
It's beautiful, man.
Thanks.
It really is beautiful.
Thank you.
My dad's been passed away for 10 years. He ignored me in life and he has ignored me in death as well. No signs. No signs anywhere, Cass. It's a real blessing.
Well, it sounds like it's the status quo for you. So maybe that is him saying
he's
hi.
He's been consistent in life and death.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, so with our texting tutor on Friday, we kind of pivoted, Abby. We kind of talked her out of it.
We did talk her out of it because Maya really wanted us to text her daughter's boyfriend because her daughter is like, you know what? I don't really want to be with this guy, and I'm 15, and waking up with people is scary. So I'm going to have my mom do it. And so we get Maya on the phone, and we're like, you can't do this. You can't text your daughter's boyfriend. Like, at some point, your daughter is going to have to break up with a boy or a man. And if you just do it for her right now, then you're going to be enabling her for the rest of her life. So where we left off with her was that we were going to encourage her to help her daughter do her own texting tutor at home so that her daughter could break up with her own boyfriend.
So she agreed with us. She's like, you know what, you guys, you're probably right here. I'll just be by her side when she's texting. And we all thought that'd be a great idea, right?
Yeah, I mean, she's 15 and that is young. And I think it should be noted that the mom and dad went to her. This wasn't her idea. Mom and dad were like, hey, you're in a new school. You're doing great at volleyball. There's other things you should be focused on right now. It's gotten a little hot and heavy with you and this boyfriend that you met over summer at your summer job. So maybe y'all should cool it off. And the daughter agreed. She's like, you know what, mom and dad, you're right. And so I think because the mom felt some kind of obligation, or the mom felt somewhat responsible, so that's why she wanted to tackle the texting. Mm-hmm. But yeah, y'all were like, I'll be honest. I was like, moms do it for her. I don't care.
Such a softy. And I was feeling like, I know 15 is young and all, but if you're going to make the mature decision to be in a relationship at 15, mm-hmm. then you should have the maturity to get out of that relationship if you want also. And if your parents have that kind of confidence in you to say, hey, you're a mature 15, sure, you can be in a relationship with a 17-year-old, then the parents should also say, then she's got the responsibility to be able to break up.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so here's Maya. Hey, Maya.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. How did it go over the weekend? Did you have yourself a crying little baby?
Well, my daughter did end things with her boyfriend, so that is the, you know, mission accomplished. But she wasn't the one who actually sent the text.
Oh, did you end up doing it for her?
I didn't. Her dad did.
Like, oh. Your dad texted the boyfriend, now ex-boyfriend, as himself, like, from his own number?
Yeah, but, you know, so we had talked about all this, and I talked to my husband about this and everything, but he swooped in and he did it, and I didn't know until after the fact, and he said he was just trying to help her get it over with, but I honestly am pretty frustrated about it after talking to you guys and, like, growing so much in one conversation with you guys and realizing that she needs to learn how to have these tough conversations, and you know what, and my daughter, honestly, she was more than happy to have her dad do it, and she's a daddy's girl. I mean, I am too, but for the love of God, I was like, I thought we had got something going here.
So you said that he sent this from his phone. So did he send it as himself? Like, hey, blank, this is blank's dad.
Yes.
Okay.
And how was it received? Like, how, well, I'm curious. Hopefully he let you read the message. Did he do a good job, and how was it received?
He did do a good job, and my daughter's relieved it's over, you know, and, like, and the kid was, like, you know, honestly, like, very responsive to it and, like, was, like, mature, so, like, hopefully, you know, like, how we would talk, you know, how maybe she would get bullied for her mom breaking up with him and yada, yada, yada. Maybe there's a different standard for, like, dad stepped in kind of thing, so.
Well, of course he's going to be respectful to dad. My only fear is that now he goes and he tells all of his friends and there's crossover with her friends and, oh, dad broke up with me and she couldn't even do that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's only Monday morning. So, I mean, yeah. Who knows what kind of news you're going to get when she comes home from school today.
I know. I mean, you guys had me convinced that she needed the experience and, like, I agree, but, you know, leave it to her dad to play hero and step in and do it because mom decided that she didn't want to and, you know, wanted, you know, I'm like, oh God.
Yeah. I mean, you're just kicking the can down the road though. Eventually she's going to have to do this, you know?
Yeah. And I'm going to have a conversation with him about that and everything, obviously, because, you know, it's one of those things I'm like, you guys kind of helped me see. I was like, yeah, I don't want her coming to me. I want her to be on her own. I don't want her to keep depending on somebody else to fix her problems. So.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it's not the end of the world. Big deal. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad it worked out for
her. I called you guys, though.
I'm glad it worked out for her now. Like Abby said, I'm wondering what's going to look like at school today and at volleyball practice and all that. But keep in touch with us. All right.
I will. Thank you guys so much.
All right. Bye now.
Hey. The Burt Show.
All right, Kristen. You made a major, major mistake.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I did or not. Only time will tell. But I'm wondering, and it got me thinking, did I accidentally give somebody an adult tape unknowingly?
And by adult tape, you mean like a film?
Yes.
And a special adult film?
Yes.
Of you and Bart?
No. No, an adult tape of my mom and dad.
You said that too, hopefully.
I'm sorry, Tommy. Said. No.
Did you say of your mom and dad?
Yes. Yes. Unknowingly. I'm not saying it's a definite, but when I did the transaction, it never crossed my mind till afterwards when I was sitting on the couch thinking about it, and I was like, I wonder if that's ever happened. I wonder if they've ever accidentally, like, transferred an adult tape. And what I'm talking about is I'm getting all my family's old VHS, VHSC, and 8mm film transferred into digital form, right? Okay. So I got 42 VHS tapes, all right? I got, like, another 20-some of the small VHS cassettes, and then I also have, like, 8mm film, like, 20-something of those. And it was Hackett's Digital File Creations that came to my house and picked up all of my family's old videos, and they specialize in taking that stuff and transferring it to a stick, and you can have everything digitally,
yeah, right?
It's genius, and I've been wanting to do this forever. I started communicating with them back in June about this because this is going to be my Christmas gift to my family. I'm going to shell out the money so we can all like get our family home videos digitized so we can enjoy them whenever we want. Because right now they're just collecting dust on VHS tapes. So they come, they get the tapes. We have a lovely exchange. All is good. Oh, by the way, hope your daughter's wedding venue visits went well. Was doing wedding venue visits that weekend. But after I gave him the tapes, I went inside and I was like, I didn't proof all of them. You can't sit there and watch 40 VHS tapes.
Right.
They're just labeled however they're labeled, and you give them to the people to digitize. And I'm like, what if Sheila and Jim got a little freaky one night and like set up the giant VHS camcorder and like it's on one of those tapes and they're watching, like they're seeing everything. So it got me wondering, how many sex tapes have they accidentally watched because people gave them their home videos not knowing what's on them?
So are you asking for people to call?
I mean, I feel like this is a needle in a haystack, but I mean, sure, 1-855-BIRCHO, 855-237-8746. Now, do I think my parents have one? I'm like 99.9999999% sure. Like, there is nothing scandalous on any of those tapes.
I don't know. Your parents will surprise you.
Right? I really do think it's just Christmas 1986 when I got my first Cabbage Patch doll. Like, I think that's what we're dealing with here. Or, you know, my old middle school basketball games and high school games. And, you know, when we used to go to Kings Island and Hanna-Barbera Land. Like, I really honestly think, like, that's all these are going to consist of. But it got me thinking. I'm like, oh, I should have asked him because I didn't think about it till after he left. What is, like, some of the most scandalous things that you accidentally came across when you were digitizing people's old home videos?
I'm trying to think, if a movie like that was going to be sent out accidentally, would you rather it be of you and your partner or your parents accidentally sent out?
Oh, my parents, duh.
Yeah.
Really?
I
would have said me.
No.
What?
Because I just feel so... My parents being sent out, it just feels so disrespectful.
Well, it's not, but you weren't, you had no idea. It was labeled as the Murder, She Wrote episode 45. Like, you didn't know that it was them getting their freak on. Like, you had no idea. But I know these companies that digitize had to have seen some things. Because, and especially if you have loved ones that are passed and you're just doing, like, and they're not labeled. Like, thankfully, Sheila was really good about labeling everything. And so everything is, like, pretty much, you know, well labeled. But yeah, it got me wondering, what did you find?
Here you go.
It's well labeled, but I mean, if there was something scandalous on there, she's not going to be like, yeah, the Las Vegas 1974.
Very true.
Yeah.
You're not going to label it as, like, you know, mom and dad's sex tape.
And nothing truly scandalous coming in.
Okay.
So you're probably okay.
I'll let you all know.
Probably.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, bear with me here while I make 2 phone calls live on the show. Now, I don't know how this is going to go. I don't know if they are actually going to answer or not.
You've never done this, by the way. You've never dialed a number on this show.
No, I had to be schooled on how to do it earlier. Tommy usually does it from in there.
Are you sure you know how to do it?
Yeah, yes. He practiced earlier.
Yeah. Okay, there you go.
You might want to bring that down a little bit. The first place I'm calling here is a radio station, actually, called Victory 91.5. It's the Sound of Revival. It's a Christian station in Cumming, Georgia.
And why are we calling?
Yeah, if you need to talk to Jesus, you don't have to call that station.
You don't think he's picking up the request line?
No.
Okay.
I think it's 1-800-JESUS.
What are you doing?
I'm calling to talk to Ray Haynes, who I believe
is the Thanks so much for calling Victory 91.5. Just a quick note, this call may be recorded for internal purposes or for possible use in production or promotional materials. You can find all the details in our privacy policy on our website. And if you prefer not to be recorded, please press the star key now.
Says we are a listener-supported Christian radio station focused on anointed worship and powerful teaching. It's all about Jesus, says their website. All of the worship, all of the teaching, all of the time. Hi, is this Ray? Hello?
Hey, this is Ray.
Hey, Ray. It's Bert calling from Q99.7 doing the Bert Show. We're live right now. Christian station hung
Jesus
up on me?
Jesus don't want to talk to you.
The Christian station just hung up on me?
Why are you calling the Christian station?
Probably thinks it's a prank.
Yeah.
It's not a prank. I'll tell you what I was doing. So Amanda and I were spending some time with each other over the weekend on our date night. I'm getting to know her a little bit. And this station, Victory 91.5, has been around for like 25, 30, 35 years doing their thing, right? Now, when she was younger, it was Victory 91.5, the rock that holds, not the rock that rolls.
Yes. Okay. I remember her telling this story.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, she's told me this story.
So she goes over to a friend's house. You know what? I got to call him back.
He probably thinks it's a bit like a prank.
It's funny that you should mention prank, but this is not one.
But he doesn't know that.
I know.
He's like, what, we're live? I don't want to be live.
Why is this not working now?
They blocked you.
Maybe.
They blocked the first show. You've been blocked by Jesus. That's how
Thanks
I feel
so much
sometimes.
For calling Victory 91.5. Just a quick note, this call may be recorded for internal purposes or for possible use in production or promotional materials. You can find all the details in our privacy policy on our website. And if you prefer not to be recorded, please press the star key now.
Who gets hung up on by a Christian station?
You.
The devil.
Maybe they know something that I've only thought of. He's not going to pick back up.
This is why we record things after the show.
Hmm?
This is why we record things after the show.
I haven't got time for that. I got to plan vacation.
Good morning. Thanks for calling Victory 91.5.
Oh, great. Hi, this is Bert calling from Q99.7. Don't hang up on me. We're live on the air, but I'm calling to apologize.
Oh, well, okay. So, how can we help you, or why are you calling?
Okay, so this is Victory 91.5. You guys have been around for a very long time, right?
Yeah, we sure have. 44 years, almost 45.
Wow,
that's amazing.
Congrats.
And I know you guys do really, really great work in the community. So I was talking to my fiance over the weekend, and she grew up listening to you guys when she was very, Aww. Very young.
Wow.
And one night when she was 12 years old, she was at a sleepover with a bunch of her girlfriends. And neat. She told me it was neat, except all of them decided to prank call you guys three different times and thought it would be really funny to order pizzas from you guys.
Oh, funny. But see, I can laugh at that because we were all 12 once.
Well, here's where the joke gets really interesting is that on the third one, somebody at Victory called back and their parents answered and they got in trouble, big time trouble, because they were pranking you guys.
Oh, funny. Well, bummer, but I guess we all get caught from time to time.
So all these years later, I left that conversation. I said, I'm going to call them and I'm going to apologize for you for three times ordering pizza from the Christian radio station. Of all the stations they could have chosen to prank, they went with the Christian one.
Well, we thought you were automated 5 minutes ago when you called. Were you automated or were you real?
No, we start automating on October 27th.
We thought your call wasn't real. We thought, to be honest, when Ray answered, because he's in the middle of his morning show.
Yeah.
So we thought somebody's pranking him and gave out his name and the radio station's number. Who would do that?
Absolutely not. I have the good taste not to prank a Christian station. My fiance did not.
She was 12.
So
Now, am I on the radio now?
Yeah, you are.
No! Well, oh, my word. You might have led with that.
I did lead with that.
You did? We were legally obligated to let you know in the beginning, and we have it on tape that he did.
I appreciate your time, and thank you for treating her so well back in the day.
Oh, well, thanks for calling, and sorry we thought you were an automated joke 5 minutes ago. But
oh, no, honey, he's a joke. Trust me.
It's a joke, and it will be automated soon.
An unautomated joke.
Have a great day.
Hugs to you both, and y'all have a great week, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, the second one I need to make. We need to do this quickly here.
Okay. Is this like an apology tour or something?
Yep.
We should do that the whole last week of the show.
We don't have enough time.
I apologize for this segment.
Are we calling the devil now?
Why?
Now you know how hard it is for Tommy to dial.
Yep. Fat finger syndrome.
Oh, I do still see the glitter on your face.
Do you?
Yep.
It's the devil's dust.
This is Gainesville Middle School.
Thank you for calling Gainesville Middle School East, home of the Red Elephants. For the operator, press 0.
Para escuchar opciones en español, presione el asterisco.
I don't think they're going to pick up.
It is kind of carpool school start time.
They say that school opens at 7 a.m., so there should be somebody on the switchboard, but no. All right.
Wait a minute. They may not be in school today.
Oh, that's right.
Today's
they're
Columbus
out.
Columbus Day.
Oh, yeah.
It's a digital learning day.
Digital learning day?
Yeah, don't get me started.
What is that?
So, like, Hazel's not in school either, but they give them assignments that they have to do at home, but there's no actual live class instruction because I think the teachers are at a conference and it's like conference week.
Gotcha. Okay. The reason why I was calling Gainesville Middle School was Amanda was cruising around when she was like 16 years old with some of her friends, just kind of doing what 16-year-olds do around town. They drive by Gainesville Middle School, and the sign on the very front, you know, how they have their signs and their letters, said Science Night, March, and then whatever the year was, Amanda and her friend got out, turned the March sign, the M and the March, over, and then took some of the letters, just leaving Wiener Night. So, and then drove off. So I thought, you know what? Let me call Gainesville Middle School and apologize for Wiener Night.
Yes.
And it was my fiance that back in the day was responsible for that.
I don't feel like that's something you should apologize for. I feel like that's something that you should be commended for.
It's a badge of honor.
Wiener Night is a badge of honor. Yes.
The Burt Show. Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.